Hello.
Hello, I'm calling for Noragon Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, I just wanted to confirm, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon? Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for presidents and Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably no vote?
I will vote.
Definitely vote? Probably. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you. All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican, an independent or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Probably a stern Republican.
Sorry, what was your question?
Sorry,
what was your answer?
Stern Republican.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
44.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
White. Caucasian.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied at the moment.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please stay so.
Okay.
Right. So first one, Lori Chavez, the Rimmer.
Probably a 90.
Thank you. One moment. All right, Joe Biden.
Probably a 0.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Probably 80.
Okay, thank you. Project 2025.
What was it?
Project 2025.
I'm not even sure what that is. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Remember, if you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization,
50.
Please. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, Janelle Biden.
You already asked about Biden.
No, I'm sorry, Janelle Biden. Biden, 50. Which is gonna be okay. Thank you.
Oh.
All right, Kamala Harris.
Oh, probably a 0.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
25.
MAGA Republicans.
75.
J.D. Vance.
50.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
Probably 80.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving forward, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for presidents were held today, would you vote for Democrat, Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West?
Probably Donald Trump.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Oh. Well, like I would hope it would be Trump.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Remer?
A Republican Chavez Remer.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, or a small chance, just a very slight, slight chance, or no chance at all, you might support her?
Probably no chance.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Who?
And is that strongly, okay, and is that strongly approved or somewhat approved of the job that Biden is doing as president?
No, approve.
Oh, not approved. Is that strongly disapproved or somewhat disapproved of the job that Biden?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, okay, no problem. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Yes.
And is that strongly approved?
Strongly.
Okay. Is that strongly approved or someone approved of the job Chavez Remer is doing in Congress?
Sternly approved.
Thank you. Now, I want you to read you a statement that General Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's responses to get your reaction. Bynum's opponent says she's a self-found crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and active victim policing. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that wanted to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by raiders, Bynum, she says she was pleased to see the project. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their jobs, and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of General Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Remer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez de Remer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez de Remer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Remer?
Republican.
Thank you. All right. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Lori Chavez Remer. Please tell me how much is each one of troubles you about supporting Chavez Remer. For Congress, a great deal, quite a bit, just someone or not at all. So Lori Chavez Remer voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigation that stops human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks though on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. So tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Remer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. Just one moment. All All right. Now, Chavez Remer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are tracking the curse to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposal will raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. So about this, how much is one troubles you about supporting Chavez and Remer from Congress? A great deal? Quite a bit? Just somewhat or not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. All right, next one. Chavez Remer has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Remer is a vote for these dangerous programs. So about this, how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez and Remer from Congress? Great deal, quite a bit, just someone, or not at all?
Someone.
Thank you. Last one, Lori Chavez, well, next one, sorry. Lori Chavez Remer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she bought under restricted access the abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights and now break their promise to Oregon women. So about this, we are having a great deal, quite a bit, just someone, not at all.
Someone.
Thank you. Now, serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver systems. Chavez Remer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the street, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed about a border security deal so they could keep making headlines following this election. So about these statements, we have a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all? You said quite a bit, correct? I'm sorry, what was your answer?
Quite a bit.
Okay, thank you, thank you. All right, last one. Our democracy is being threatened. Chavez Remer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen, and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she is supporting those who are even tracking vote by mail. These stakes are too high for us to support Chavez Remer, who won't protect our democracy in Oregon's vote by mail system. So about this one, answer is great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. All right, now moving forward, we just ending just to let you know, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Chanel Bannum or Republican Lori Chavez Remer?
I would still Republican.
Thank you. All right. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have complete? Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have my associate's degree, so 2 years of college.
Okay. College degree, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, moving forward, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age of younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. So this is a book club, huh? Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or both? Just to make sure.
No, the whole household. No one's gonna use.
Okay, thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate our time, okay?
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Bye.
You too, buddy.